All right. What's going on? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, guys. This show is being brought to you by themanmindset.com, guys. As always, I got the wrong thing. We got to post this up here first. Welcome you all to the show and everything. Appreciate all you guys being here. Want to welcome you, let you guys know that what we teach you is pure game, showing you how to move as a man, how to think as a man. If you want to, guys, we ask all you guys out there to take a moment and subscribe to the show, guys. Go ahead and hit the like button, notifications. We appreciate all that. Go ahead and do that. And, gentlemen, we get to 150. We'll go ahead and give everybody a special shout out. But I need to say thank you to the 383 on that day. Shout out to you guys out there on that. Also, guys, I ask all you guys out there, as we always do, is we always ask you guys out there to go ahead and get your crayons, your notebooks, and all that other stuff out. So you can begin the process of learning game the way we teach it, to help you guys navigate through the world. So just put a question if you have a question. If you're a woman that's texting you, put a W for woman, T for text message. If you want to stop me, just put an S on there. We got you covered. Also, guys, I always ask you guys out there to make sure you get your puzzle pieces. That means go to the store, get your puzzle pieces, dump them on the table, rip up the box, and start putting that puzzle together. So you can then begin the process of communicating with yourself, okay? So with that being said, okay, we want to make sure we give you every advantage, I mean, as a man, to have so you can win in this game. We want to give you all the advantages that you possibly can have. So with that being said, let's get into it. You know, a lot of, let me turn this down a little bit. A lot of people out there are having problems guiding themselves on game. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about that today. And guys, we'll take your phone calls if y'all want to call in. 563-999-3056 is the number if you want to call in. And we welcome you all with open arms. You know, a lot of people have this lack of belief in themselves. A lot of people believe that they don't have what it takes to approach women, to put their bid in, to move women where you want to move. A lot of people feel like, I just don't have it. There's a problem. There's an issue. I just don't have what it takes to get women to see me for more than what I actually am. Because a lot of guys out there, they don't believe in themselves. And a lot of guys out there want women to see them in the way that they try to see themselves. I didn't say believe in how they see themselves, try to see themselves. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. That's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to make sure that what we're talking about, what we discuss, is going to give you a chance to go back and start believing in yourself. It's the one thing that so many young guys have lost the art of, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And guys, if y'all have any questions, please slow me down if I'm talking. If I'm going too fast, slow it down and don't get mad. No one's going to yell at you. There are no dumb questions or anything like that, but let's just keep it towards the subject that we have so we can help you guys grow. See, game is nothing but values and standards that you set for your life, gentlemen. There are the things that you believe in most, the way you live your life, the way you walk. It even comes down to the way you brush your teeth. All these things make up what you are to yourself. All these things make it up. And also, guys, having game also allows you to set certain type of priorities you have for yourself when it comes to women. It forces you to be able to know how you spend your time throughout the day. And one of the things I always love to do, now I'm out there learning, is I love spending my time on me. I love learning the depths of me, depth. I got depth and I have range and I love just keep going forward and love creating what I am to myself. And as I create, I begin to see more of myself. I get more understanding of myself. I see things differently than the average person would see them. And the thing that's beautiful about game, it allows you to label yourself first and then forces whoever is around you to take on that label, gentlemen. Think about what I'm saying for a second here, guys. The labels that you give yourself in specific words, these are the things that are going to represent you. If there is a representation, it's the labels that not only we place on ourselves, but it is also the labels that we show women what we are so they can have a shift in their thinking. See, what's happening for a lot of you guys right now is that you're labeling yourself every day in the theater, number one, of problems and issues and how you think. And then you meet a woman. And then you allow that woman to label you what she thinks you are and how you move and how you think. And then you push aside your label to take on her label because you see more value in her than you see yourself. Doesn't work that way. Steve, after a woman texted me, I asked her out to send a picture for her contact. Or contact. I don't understand something. Why are you asking her for photos? Why are you asking a woman for a photo? I don't understand. What is the reason why? Okay. Why are you asking a woman to send you a picture? For what? For what? That's weird. That's a turnoff right there. Why? Explain to me why. I'm asking you. Explain to me why. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just trying to find out why it is you did exactly that. 954, I'll bring you in 1 second. Hopefully this thing works I'm working with. Let me see. I'm going to try this. This is important. 954. Can you hear me, 954?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah, I noticed you're not a fan of guys asking, how are you? So, do you have any advice that I can use?
How are you to a woman?
Yes.
Do you mean how are you when you first meet her, or how are you when you first begin to talk to her?
When I first begin to, I actually use it both times, to be honest.
Okay. All right. So when you're, let's look at the first time and let's look at the first meeting. Two totally different things that are taken two totally different ways. See, when a guy asks a woman how she's doing, oh, we got an echo. Let me see here. We got an echo. Wait a second here. I don't know why we have an echo. Give me a second. Hold on, people. We got an echo. Give me a second. Thanks, Red. Hold on. Give me a second. Caller, give me 1 second. Let me see something. They said we got an echo. All right, well, let me talk to you while we – let me see if I can fix this echo. Did the echo happen when we took the phone – hey, Red, did the echo happen when we took the phone call? Yeah, let me know. Is there still an echo? Not what you call me. Is there still an echo, Red? Okay, well, all right. Echo, let me know, Red, if it's still echo. Okay, caller. It was good on your side. Okay, thank you, D. So when you're talking to a woman and, oh, you said the caller has an echo. Okay. So, caller, when you're talking to a woman the first time and you walk up to her and ask her how she's doing, what you're saying to her is, I don't know how to talk to you, so I'm going to use a basic how you doing, because even following this, I don't care how you're doing, but I'm going to ask you something I don't care about. Thus, when she hears the how are you doing from somebody, that in her eyes, that is a person that has inexperience, because a man doesn't care how a woman's doing. Does that make any sense? I mean, that's the first part. Does that make any sense before we go to the second session? Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah,
954 going once.
There's a reason.
954 going point. All right, I guess he's not answering. All right. So, yeah, you got to fix your phone or whatever. I'll answer his question while he's talking. So, for those that's listening, when you walk up to a woman and ask her how she's doing, that, again, that is the same equivalent to the guy at the mall asking you how you're doing. All you guys that see the guy in the middle of the kiosk that asks you how you doing, you know that that guy is trying to sell you something. You know that guy is trying to sell you something when he says how you're doing. Now, when you're talking to a woman the first time and say how you doing, it's being perceived in a different way that, oh, wait, let me bring him back in, because I think maybe his phone messed up, but let me bring him back in so we can. So, okay, wait, let me ask him. Okay, 954, is your phone better now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We can't, dog, we cannot hear you. It's a little noise in my ear, buzz. It's, dude, oh, God. Okay, yeah, fix your phone, dog. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'll give you a few seconds. Fix it. I cannot hear you. I hear you trying to wiggle something to make it sound. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we can't hear you, man. We cannot. No. We can't hear you. Fix your phone and call back. Fix your phone and call back. Fix your phone and call back. See, when you use how you're doing as your greeting, in my eyes, the reason I don't use how you're doing when I talk to you is because I know how you're going to be doing when you're talking to me. I don't need to ask how you're doing. That's pretty basic. That's pretty generic. And yeah, maybe if he calls back, I tell him to get off his earphones or something. Maybe switch phones or something. There's something in his connection that sounds very terrible. But when you call a woman, it's not bad to say how you're doing. But if you're starting it off of how you're doing from the first moment you met her, sometimes she's going to perceive the same how you're doing is the same way she perceived it the first time, that you just don't know how to move and have a general conversation with somebody. You know, and again, I'm not saying not to be disrespectful. You can be polite and say, you know, hey, what's going on or what's up? And you can say how you doing. But you cannot say how you're doing. It's kind of like a double text. It's kind of like a double text. And when you have when you're kind of like dealing with someone, like as far as a double text, you don't want to do that. You never want to double text. You never want to do that. You never want to do that. And if you're saying the same thing over again, then you're just trying to figure out a way to say something afterwards. Okay. But let me get back to this question, right? Oh yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. This double. Yeah. Hopefully, but he hasn't even answered my question. Oh wait, I'm sorry. You did. Okay, sir. You just said that you met a woman. 817, I got you 1 second. You just said you met a woman, okay? And how can you build intimacy? 817, I got you 1 second. How can you build intimacy, sir, when you're looking at the clock and you're looking at your watch, waiting for her to respond to you because you don't have a life? And the worst part about it is because you're so damn desperate, you're trying to push the narrative. That's not good. Let me bring in Erico 817. 817, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
That was me saying with the intimacy.
Oh, my God.
It's not necessarily.
Does he have two different phones that he uses? Dude, take out your earbuds and I don't – why – dude, take out your earbuds. Fix your phone.
Is that better?
Everybody can hear the static. Your phone – something was wrong with your phone. Something's
is
wrong. LNCY, you just dial the number, I guess. There's a number right there. Dial the number. It's right there below you. 817, just fix it. We'll wait for you to call back. But, yeah, man, you got to fix your phone, dude. That shit just sounds terrible. We cannot understand anything you're saying, and I don't want any buzzing in everybody's ear. How do you deal with a woman who can't cook? Well, King, here's the problem. Problem is she can't cook, and it's your fault she can't cook. I don't understand why you guys cannot take women on a field trip to the grocery store. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I want breakfast. This is how I want my breakfast, okay? And I know she's pretty cool. I want to keep her around, but she can't cook. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her to the grocery store. We're going to grab two baskets. I'm going to get everything that I like, and she's going to get everything that I like. Number one reason we're doing this is because everything I like, I want that in her refrigerator, number one. But number two, what I want to do is I want her to take notes and show her how I like my breakfast made. And if she doesn't know how to cook, you sit her ass right beside you with a notepad. You explain how you cook it. You have her do the notepad. You write it down. You cook the meal for her and let her taste it. And then you clean up all the dishes and have her make the same meal. And you watch and monitor that. See, listen, just because a woman can't cook doesn't mean she can't learn how to cook, gentlemen. And this is where the man comes in at. It's okay. I don't want any of you guys to knock a woman because she can't cook. What I want you guys to do is I want you to educate and guide a woman on how to cook to your specifications. Because if you are able to do that, you're going to be fine. You're not going to have any problems or issues at that point. So it's not a thing of deal with. It's take two. Take her to the store. Take her to the store. You know what you want. You know why you want to eat it. And you take her and you have her have a notebook out and walk her through it. And she's going to fumble and fuck up a few times, but you're there to guide her through it to make what you want her to make. And then to be able to expand the palate, you want to move from breakfast. Maybe you want to move to something light, like hamburgers and shit like that for lunch, like whatever you like to eat for lunch. And then you got to move her towards dinner things, you know, show her baked chicken, show her how to do shake and bake, you know, get some pork chops, do shake and bake, show her how to cook rice, show her how to do basic things, but don't make her feel bad because she doesn't know how to do them. Show her and reward her for the fact that she's trying to do it. She's going to burn shit. Shit ain't going to come out right, but the effort that she's putting in there is worth its weight in gold. So it's not a thing of dealing with. It's a thing of you being a man and guiding her and showing her how to cook. Okay. Let's see. I've been trying to embrace to be myself and flirt with authenticity, but I think I opened up too much. I don't know what you mean. I open up too much. Like, yeah, it's very bad. Very bad. Men are not emotional. Men have emotions, but we're not emotional. If I'm watching my favorite if I'm watching a Dallas Cowboy game and he makes the field goal, I'm cheering. If he misses it, I'm mad, but I'm not going to cry. Now, I did. Wait. I cried one time. Oh, I didn't cry. I teared up. In 1982, when Dwight Clark caught the ball in the corner of the end zone over Michael Downs, I was pissed. But then my favorite quarterback ever in 1983, Danny White, when Dexter Manley came around that corner and knocked him out and gave him a concussion and Gary Hogaboom fucked up the NFC Championship, I was so fucking mad. Because I'm like a big Danny White fan. That's my quarterback. That's my motherfucker. But I won't say cry. I was so mad. You know, when you're young, you get so mad, you got tears. I was mad as hell. So, but anyway, I was just saying that, you know, you don't have those kind of emotions, okay? Can a woman cook food that might be new to you? No, hey, no. Okay, Red. Okay. Absolutely. If she wants to bring something new, absolutely. Now, for me, I'm a bitch when it comes to spices. I mean, I would tell, hey, Taco Bell mild sauce is hot to me. I'm a bitch when it comes to spicy food. I'll be honest with you. But I love boudin. Oh, man. I remember my parents are from Lake Charles, so I got that Cajun in me, but I just don't like the spices. I don't do spices. But, no, introducing things is fine. I think that brings more to the individuals. But the question he was saying is she couldn't cook at all. But, yes, absolutely. I think it would be great for someone to bring something in. I think that'd be awesome. But getting back to what I was saying, guys, if you have any questions, put a Q in there. Got y'all covered. Ask your questions, or you guys can call in. But I ask you guys this question. How much time are you spending throughout the day working on yourself? And I know that's a kind of a weird question to ask, but how much time are you working on yourself, working on your craft, working on your mouthpiece, working on your bid, working on your culinary school, working on your soundtracks, your sound checks, not tracks, working on your sound checks. How many of you guys have your places? How many of you guys have your legs spread, your ass cheeks already locked in? How many of you guys have the tea place, the mom and pop tea place? How many of you guys have the mom and pop ice cream place? The mom and pop coffee shop? The mom and pop cocoa place or the wine place that has jazz music. How many of you have that already lined up? How many has that? This is what I'm asking you. How many of you had it? 100. Thanks, Red. Thanks, Red. I see what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely. 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 But I ask you guys, see, you think you're actually working on yourself, but you're not working on, oh my God, where's my paper? I don't see my paper, so I'm not going to be drawing today. But a lot of you guys out there are not working on your A's. Every place that you go to, it should be a place that you often visit all the time. Okay? And when you, God, I tell you, I've always had places. You walk in there and they treat you like royalty because you know the waiters, you know the area, and you sit down. I'll give you an example. Like, you know, I drink a bitch drink. You know, my bitch drink is orange juice, Sprite, and pineapple, right? That's my little bitch drink. I admit that. That's my bitch drink. I go to this place, and this is when I walk in. When I sit down, he's already put the order in. He's already put the lobster bisque in. He knows I love a side of rice with the lobster bisque, and he already has it ready to go. Oh, let me bring in nine. Let me bring this guy in one last time and see if his phone is working. 954, is your phone working now?
Can you hear me?
Dude.
Everything good?
All right. Just call back tomorrow, man. I got to keep it going. Your phone, oh, my God. Oh, y'all got to stop with these cricket phones, man. I cannot hear him at all. My God. That's the only call we had all day where you can't hear anything. Couldn't hear anything. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that I already have it set up and ready to go. I just show up and they give me my choices of what I want to get. Do I want the ribeye? Do I want the, and guys, the places that you go are nice for you. They always have a catch of the day or a different type of dinner every day, but that's for your convenience. But when you want ice cream, you should be able to go there the same way. Same way you go ice cream and know about the ice cream. Yes, go ahead. Come on in. Call him real quick. Please, yeah, just call him real quick. Just call him real quick and just say test. Please, please. Yeah, just call him real quick. Because maybe it's not 954. Maybe it's us on our side. So just call him real quick. Let me see. All right, hold on. 714, just say hello. You there, 714? Can you hear us?
Yeah, hey, Steve. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say hi to the surface dwellers
right,
and just
is
tell
that
everybody
you,
I'm stoned.
Wait, 7-4, is that you, Red? Hold on, hold on, hold on. Red, was that you at 714? Wait, Red, was that you at 714? Hold on, 714. Was that you? Oh, hold on, 714. Red, was that you right there? Because it was working for a second. I feel like I had to call myself. Red, was that you at 714? I'm waiting for Red to answer. All right, hold on. Let me try. I think this might be Red. Red, you there? Wait. Red. Hold on a second. Red, you there?
I can hear you.
All right. Wait. That's Red. Okay. All right. That's not you. That's 714. Wait. This 818 guy. I don't know who 818 is. 714, that's for Goldie. Hold on a second. But you can hear me, but I cannot hear you. And I wonder why I cannot hear you.
I can hear you through my phone.
That it comes so high. Yeah, I don't know why. Hold on a second. Hold on, 818. Wait, give me a second. Wait, hold on, 818. Give me a second. Let me try to figure this out. Hold on, 714. Let me see if I can try to figure this out. This is weird. All right, let me reset the road. Maybe it's the roadcaster. It's weird. It should not. We should not have Yeah, you can hear it through the phone, 818. Okay, hold on, Ray. Hold on a second. Wait. Let me just open you up real quick. All right, you can hear me, right? But I can't hear you.
It says unmute.
Yeah, you see, it's coming in weird. And that might be blog talk. So let me do this. This is what we'll do, because I like to solve shit. And let me try. I'm going to call that number you have right there. I'm going to call you right now and see if you can hear me through me calling you, all right? Because maybe blog talk is having problems again because the other guy came in good, then all of a sudden we had a problem. So let me call you real quick. Hold on a second. Let me see here. I'm going to call you real quick. All right. Now let me see if you can hear me now. All right. Can you hear me now? Okay. Right. We hear you loud. Okay. So it's the blog talk. Okay. Well, thank you. All right. So I'm all right. 714. I'm about to call you. Okay. Well, thanks, Red. I appreciate that. So, right. Yeah, I don't know. It's the blog talk. So what I'll do is if y'all in the queue, I'll call you. All right. Well, thanks, Red. I appreciate that. So let me go ahead and call 714 real quick. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So 714, I'm about to call you right now. Again, blog talk is acting up again, and you know when it acts up. I'll make the phone calls. I'll call you. Okay. You just call in. You call into the number, guys. I'll call you because blog talk is acting up. All right. I'll call 714. All right. What's your question? What's up, man? Oh. Okay. Goodbye. All right, I know it's you. I'm hanging up. I told you, stop calling. Just say hello and hang up. I don't even know. I got to remember your number, so I put you on the list. Please stop calling and ask me shit. I don't want to hear what you got to say. All right, but y'all want to call in, I'll call you, okay? I'll call you. If 954, call back, I'll call you. We're having problems. It's not us. It's Blog Talk Radio. It's down. But let me answer some of these questions and stuff. Thank you very much, 1976. Reason getting tired. Reason getting into trying to go deep and not wide. Any advice? Well, I don't know what you mean by that. I have no idea what you mean by that statement. I don't know what you mean by that, brother. I need more detail on that stuff. What's your advice on putting your bid when you see three women at a front? I don't understand something. What I don't understand with you guys is that does the letter A change because it's one woman, two women, or four women? Does the A change? Does it change? It doesn't make any sense. 954, I'm about to call you, 954. That's not your fault. It's blog talk. Hold on, I'm dialing your number now. Jack, come on, man. You got to get this right, dog. Come on, wait. Let me see if I got this number right. All right, I'm calling you right now. It should ring right now. Hold on, what is it? Yeah, Jack, come on, Jack. Come on, Jack. Jesus Christ. All right, you're clear. I apologize. It was blog talk. It's messing up. It wasn't you. Okay, so did you kind of hear what I was saying as far as the hey, how you doing? It's kind of like a double text. It's like, yes, go ahead. Well, the reason they're doing that is because you're saying, hey, how you're doing. See, what a lot of guys don't understand is that let's not take you, let's take 50 guys like you, or 100, or 1,000 guys that she is brand new like you that said, hey, how you doing? And all she's doing is adding up what it was like being with a hey, how you doing kind of guy who didn't know what he was talking about, and that gets on their nerves. Because, okay, when you're saying to a woman, hey, how you doing, and not that you're getting too intrusive, but you're really asking a kind of like a personal question, because is it your business how she's doing? But again, you don't even care how she's doing. But the fact that you're asking her how she's doing is she's going to take it the wrong way. It's like, are you serious? This is, I mean, they take that as like a pickup line. Hey, how you doing? Because you don't care how she's doing. So if you don't care how she's doing, why would you even ask how she's doing? Does that make any sense? So that's why if you become a student, learn your bid, I'll show you what you got to say, but you never start off with, hey, how you doing? Now, if you say, hey, how you doing, let's give you an example. All right, you're talking to her and say, hey, how you doing? And she says, hey, back, what are you saying next? No, I'm saying that if y'all exchange information and you reach out to her and your first thing you say to her, like you said, you say, hey, how you doing? And she'll say, fine. What are you saying next? Okay, that's all right. All right, that's not bad. But there's a small bad. It's not, it's passing. I'm going to give it a B minus, but it could be an A. Why do you think that is? What did you say you were going to say to her again? Okay. Why are we asking her what days we free versus telling her what days we're free? I don't give a fuck when she's free or not, because they're going to make time. Don't ever think a woman won't make time for a motherfucker. But nowadays, when you know what you're doing, when you don't need to ask a woman when she's free, you need to let her know when you want her to accompany you wherever it is you want to go. And then once you give her that, at that point, she will let you know if she can make it at that time or she can't. And if she's interested in you, that's when she's going to give you another time. That's how you're going to know there's interest. By letting her know, look, I'd like for you to accompany me here this day at this time. Now, a woman can say, no, I don't know you well enough. I'm sorry. Well, no, you don't want to avoid that. I want that. This is why game is so important. I want her to say that. I want her to say she doesn't know me very well, because the truth is she doesn't. So it tells me that's the kind of woman that is not just going to jump into anything just because it might look good, sound good, or taste good. You see what I'm saying? She's going to take her time, meaning that she's going to do her due diligence to make sure that this guy's worth time, which isn't a bad thing. But then I can return serve caller by saying, as long as, because again, based on once you learn your bid, you understand this. As long as we're going towards what we talked about when I first met you, I'm fine. And then if she, one thing I will not tolerate or accept, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you, maybe, you're gone. Because, again, with the bid that you learned, I've already set it up. I've set everything in motion. So she can never say any of those words right there without me nibbling at the bud. She can also say that I'm not ready to move forward. I don't know you well enough. And I can also use the bid to move her forward. That's why we're always pushing forward. That's why the bid is so important. But what you're saying, but the problem is what you're asking her is basic. And I'm not saying basic as basic bad. I'm saying basic as the basic average guy that is painting stick figures to the woman that will be more intrigued by a person painting a Mona Lisa. Does that make any sense? So that's the difference. So again, I don't want to ask her when she's free, because a woman that's interested in you will make fucking time. I promise you. They will make time. So I'm never going to ask when you're free. But I'm going to let you know when I'm free. I'm going to let you know not only am I free, I want you to come meet at this place. And I'm going to tell you why I want you to come meet at his place. Well, there's no such thing as a high or low interest. It's just her being interested or not. The interest comes in if she takes my number based off of my bid, because my bid is clear, concise, and impactful. I nail everything in the bid. Once again, if you ever get coaching and get the bid, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But the bid is clear. So there's no wiggle room of I didn't know. She's going to know by the way I talk to her. So if she accepts the number, she's accepting everything that came along with what I said. Does that make any sense? So it's no high interest or not. It could be interest, but interest can go away as soon as you open your mouth. That's why the first thing I'm not even saying, hey, I'm not asking her how she's doing. I will not ask her, but I will never ask a woman a interviewing question like that. Never. If any kind of interviewing question. See, guys that have game talk to women. Guys that have no game talk at women. And when you're talking at a woman, all you're doing is interviewing and asking a bunch of questions versus talking to her, meaning talking to her without where if there's any questions asked, it's her asking you questions. How many women are you seeing? What is it that you want? What do you want from me? Why did you come talk to me? It's her asking questions. It's not me asking questions. I'm leading her where I want her to go. I'm not asking a question. I'm leading her where I want to go. That's why I won't ask her, is she free? I'll make a statement of, I would like for you to accompany me at this place. I'm not going to ask if you're free or not, because I know you'll make time for me if you actually are interested in me. Even if you are not interested in me, we can still spar a little bit to build interest, and I'm fine with that. Okay, any other questions? There's no such thing as the ultimate to get everything. You can't think that way. That's like saying, can I just get one program to learn English, math, social studies, science, to learn algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and calculus? Is there one program? The world doesn't work like that, nor does the game. You got to be a student of it. Does that make any sense? No. A six. My students will put, if you're putting a six in, I would tell you not to be, you're in the wrong place. Six is a failure. If you look at the freelance Ronins, or if you look in the chat room at one of my top students, Tyler, he's putting in one out of a 10, he's putting in 15, 20, 30, 40, 100 to 1,000 to 100,000 to a million type shit. See, the mindset of the average guy is looking at the 1 through the 10, but once he realizes what he is, he's going to go beyond the 10. So if all you're putting in is a 6, then it's not going to help you. You're in the wrong place. Well, that's how it is. You're a man. You either are or you're not, right? It's all or nothing. Okay? All right, thank you for the call, brother. All right, so that was a good call, 9-4. Appreciate that. But let's get back to some of the questions. Get back to some of the questions, guys. If y'all call in, I will call you guys. The lines are acting up. I will call you guys. Jack, I answered Jack's question. Let me keep going down as if you have any questions, just let me know. I got this right here. I met this girl who has a very high interest in me. The thing is, she's almost 17 and I'm 22. Should I cut my losses? EM, please let the fruit ripen. I know some states say that 17 is legal in some states, but sir, I would like for the fruit to be ripened before you pick it. So please do not post any other pedophile type questions again. If you do that, I will block you from that. And I want to say this to everybody. We do not condone any older guy messing with someone that is not of age. So do not ever ask no shit like that. Next question. Let's keep going. Let's see here. Let's get to this. What is my advice on redefining your game? I've been Make an adjustment game. But JL, it's not about adjusting. 954, I'll bring you in 1 second. It's not about it. It's not about adjusting. It's about having depth in what you have already. A never changes, and I keep telling you that. Y'all are trying to make A like R or something, and that's the problem. You can't make AR. That's the problem. 2-5. Hold on. All right. Call in. Hold on a second. Let me call this guy here. Hold on a second. What's your question, sir? What's up? But why do you hate yourself? Why are you begging for numbers? Not only are you weak as far as begging for numbers, but you have no mouthpiece. You just said that you can talk to him face to face, but you can't talk to him through a text message? What is the common denominator between you texting, talking, doing a smoke signal, or putting a note on a dub? Who's the common denominator in all that? No, you are the common denominator in all that. And if you can't do one thing, you can't do them all. And it shows that when you talk to women, you beg, because apparently you're begging for numbers. Why would you beg for a woman's number? I don't understand that. Why would you do that? No, I'm asking you. What? Okay. Well, if you don't ask for her number, what do you think you should be doing? Oh, wait. Okay. Let's slow it down again. There's just two choices here. If I don't ask her for her number, I'm going to. There you go. Yes. Always offer the woman your number first. Never beg for her number. Now, if you offer her your number and she says, take mine, that's okay, because you're still leading. Never ask for her fucking number, because what that saying is saying that you're making her more special than what she is. Aren't you the emperor, the king, and the god? So if that's the case, shouldn't you grace her with your Willy Wonka golden ticket when she catches that in? Okay? Well, okay. If they don't text you back, that's the good news. She wasn't interested in you. I'd rather you give your number and them not text you versus you call them and kiss their asses and cupcake and they still don't want you. It's very easy. But listen, don't think women don't call guys that they're interested in. When women are truly interested in somebody, they call. They message. They do a lot of shit. So it's really based upon, again, we would have to sit down and have to listen to your bid, but I'm sure the things you say to her is the reason why they're not calling, because you're probably sound like the average guy, okay? All right, so, all right, man, so I'll throw you back in. Do you have any other questions? Are you good? All right, respect to you, man. Great question. Thank you, brother. Let me get to this right here. Let me get to this real quick. Hold on a second. Look, I'm going to tell you why I'm about to block you, but I just want to let you know. You're 22 years old talking to a 16-year-old kid. You got to get off the station. Because if you go to jail for anything, I don't want you to be a part of it. So we gotta let you go. Guys, do not mess with the fruit until it is ripened. Do not mess with girls. mess with women. Please. Please, gentlemen. Had to let him go. Had to let him go. Had to let him go. PB Conservative, if you're talking to me, put a question in there. If you're talking to me, put a question in there. Put a Q in there. I don't know what you mean by how to improve my mouthpiece. You don't want to improve your mouthpiece. I don't even know why you're asking that question. You don't even want to improve your mouthpiece. Let's see here. Jan Joe. Why do girls that take so long to respond to me 6 or 7 hours? Okay. The reason why you have a problem with them responding to you is because you're weird and creepy. A man does not look at his watch. Listen to what you're saying, Jan Joe. Listen, listen, listen. You're like the girl in the 1950s waiting by the phone for the woman to call you. Or the man to call you, you know, in that analogy. You don't have a life, and it's shown that you don't have a life, and that's why they're not talking to you, because they can recognize desperate, needy, and creepy, and you're just reinforcing it, because as soon as they do message you, you're going to say something real fucking weird and creepy, dude. Why do y'all care, man? Why do y'all care? Why do y'all care and wait for these women to get in touch with you? It doesn't make any sense. Why y'all are so worried that she's not talking. Mr. Jones, I say this, man, with love, my brother. Come on, man. Don't come in here with that, brother. Come on. And your face can't text for you, dog. Come on, man. Y'all got to get off that weak shit. Come on. You got to be better than that, Mr. Jones, up in here. Come on. Let's keep going, guys. 7 minutes, we'll do the call in, y'all can. Lines are open. We'll do the creed in a few minutes, but let's continue the conversation. I want to say thank you for all those that are watching. I appreciate all you guys that are watching, guys. Just knowing 6 minutes, we'll do the creed. We'll continue. But let me continue to talk about this before we roll into the creed, because this is very important. What I'm saying to all you guys, like I said, about the words that you give yourself are very important, okay? But it is also the experiences that you create. A man creates experiences. He doesn't wait for experiences to help or happen for him. As I said before, how many of you guys are sound checking your places that you like to go? How many of you guys are sound checking your apartment? How many of you guys are laying on your back in the hall, the doorway, and have the lights dimmed and the music going on? How many of you guys are laying on your back in your living room or your dining room with the lights on? How many guys are laying your back in the kitchen or the bedroom with the lights and music on to sound check? See, you guys are not even prepared for the woman when and if you are going to get at her. Because y'all think that it's just, I'll wait for it to happen and then I'll move right there. And that's very unattractive to women. Women find that very, very unattractive. Because what they're trying to see, they're trying to figure you out. And they're trying to figure you out by watching how you move, your compass. And if your compass is going left to right, where you're walking around and beating around the bush, or it's going from the back where you're walking on eggshells, they don't want to have anything to do with you. Because you're not moving and have the future prepared. You're not working on your mouthpiece. You should have a list of things that you can say and do to make her smile. A list of things that you can say to do to make her laugh. A list of things to do to say to make her think or blush or react to you. Have all this stuff stored, but most of y'all guys are just, this is why it hurts a lot of you guys out there. Because a lot of you guys don't want to learn game. Game, as I said before, game is working. Dog, man, come on, man. Dude, please, 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 man. You know what I hate about service dwellers like you? You ask a weak-ass question, And then when you get checked on the question, you want to try to act like you about some shit. Motherfucker, dude, come on, man. You're in the wrong place. I'm going to check you on this bullshit. Now, everybody, I want y'all to look. I want y'all to read that. I want everybody to take that visual snapshot of this weak-ass shit, because this the motherfucker that said this shit right here. Why these girls I text take so long to respond to me? It's sometimes 6 or 7 hours. How the fuck do you know it's 6 or 7 hours? And then the cake motherfucker talking about, nah, I'm not waiting for them, shawty. But they always say they busy or they sleeping, and I'm trying to keep the sexual tension. Motherfucker, you ain't keeping no sexual tension, you creepy motherfucker. I don't understand that shit. How to be the reject? Okay. This is the problem. So you're asking how to be direct without coming on too strong. How to be friendly enough without being emotional. Why the fuck do you want to be friendly? Why the fuck do you want to be friendly? I'm sorry. You want to swim up, which you sound like, you want to swim up to the women like, come on, get on my back so I can swim with you. And you can throw fish and I'll jump and I'll do flips in the air. Oh, that's how you sound, motherfucker, saying this stupid ass shit. Being friendly without being emotional. As soon as you're friendly, cupcake, you're emotional. Because the sharks and the wolves, the lions and the goddamn eagles are not trying to be friendly. They're not trying to be friendly, sir. And you want to be friendly because you want to be liked. And that's why when you come off, it's not strong, it's creepy. Because she's trying to figure out what are you? Are you that lovable dolphin that swims in the air and does flips for fucking fish? Because you want to be friendly to everybody? Where you swim up and you paddle and throw water on people in the crowd so they can clap and love you? Then all of a sudden you want to try to man up and do some man shit. So what are you? Are you the cute little dolphin that everybody loves? Are you that man that wants to go after what he wants? See, you already fucking up because you're trying to be what the woman wants you to be instead of who you actually are. But you don't know who you are. So that's the problem. It's the problem a lot of y'all face. This is why your compass is off. See, your compass is in, I've got to please her. I'm worried about what she thinks about me. Oh, my God, it's a woman. But what I want to do real quick is we're going to continue this. We got a lot to talk about, guys. We have a lot to talk about. Yes, straight up dolphins. We have a lot to talk about, guys. But I ask all you guys real quick, all my dogs out there, want to say thank you. I do appreciate y'all, guys. But let's clear our minds. Let's take a step back. And let's do the one thing that nobody else does on the internet but us by telling you to take a moment. Go into the dojo in your mind. What I want you guys to do is I want you guys to take a second in your mind, and I want you to clear your mind of all your thoughts right now real quick and begin to learn how to communicate with yourself by reading this creed. Now, remember, this doesn't have to be your creed until you create your own creed. Read after me, or let's read together. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth, and I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I fucking learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. And I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. And I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. All right? It's all right. Here we go. All right. So just soak that up. We're back. All right, let's chop it up. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there if you want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. Once we hit 150, we'll give everybody a shout-out and all of this stuff, but let's keep focus on what's at hand as far as letting you guys know, let's get back to who we are. And if you and for a lot of you guys, this might be new to you as far as, well, I've never been strong. I've never had confidence. I don't understand what you mean, Steve. How can I go back to something that I never was? And that's not true. There was a time, I got to find it. There was a time in your life that you were strong, that you were confident, determination, drive, passion, ambition. You took risks. You did what you wanted to do. You said, fuck everybody else. There was a time that you did it. You did that. I didn't do it. You did it. It was a time that you did it. And all what I'm trying to do here for you guys is I am trying to get you young men or men out here to start believing in yourself enough to come back home to what you actually were. You would not be here today if you didn't have drive, determination, and passion. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get you to come back and begin to focus on the important things of the game. Let me say it again. To work on and focus on the important things of the game. But what, Steve, but what are the important things of the game? The important things of the game is you being consistently consistent in everything you do, and you never sway or move away from what you are. See, a woman will not see you as desperate, creepy, and needy when you approach her, because you're approaching her because you're giving her the opportunity to get with you. I know what's going over your head. Let me get a shot of my Diet Root beer. I know what's going over here. Hold on a second. Let me say that again. You're giving her the opportunity to get with you. You're giving her the opportunity to smile like she's never had before. You're giving her the opportunity to laugh like she's never had before and to think like she's never had before, and to see things inside of her that she's never seen before. So that's why they will welcome you in when you're opportunity. But when you think like an option, oh my God, please let this girl like me. What am I going to say to get her to like me? What am I going to do to get her to like me? What am I going to ride to get her to like me? Yes, freelance, we're going over their head. I know we are. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that I'm trying to bring you back to being opportunity. Opportunity, there is no weirdness, no creepiness, no desperate and no nasty and creepy and things like that. It's all this guy. Who the fuck is this guy? He's not talking at me. He's talking to me. And he's looking right through me. And his smile is so infectious that I'm trying not to laugh, or not laugh at him, but try not to smile and blush. Excuse me. What is he? Why is he choosing me? The woman that realizes I'm broken, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm too short, I'm getting too old, wrinkles, whatever. Why does he want me? Out of all the girls that he can have, why is he talking to me? What does he want from me? But more or less, who is he? Why does he move this way? Why can I smell fear on this guy? Guys, let me tell y'all something. You know the smell of a cake baking in the oven. You know the smell of something sweet when it's being cooked, or something savory when it's being cooked. You know the smell because you've always been used to the smells. But she doesn't. There's a smell of weakness that women can smell off of you when you are goddamn options. Because all of this is important, gentlemen, because it's based off of how you move, what you do, how you behave to yourself without worrying about any situations. I'm going to give her the opportunity to be with me. And as long as she understands from my bed where we're at, we can take, I don't mind taking time. I don't mind. I'm not trying to, I don't need, listen, the reason I don't need to rush it, and she knows I don't need to rush it, is because you're not the only motherfucking woman I'm talking to in the world. There's hundreds of you I'm talking to and I'm dealing with. So take your fucking time. Hey, as long as we're leading towards what we talk about when I put my bed in, take your time. I'll put you up on the cabinet and let you marinate. Because I'm talking to too many women right now to even worry about or think about what you're saying, but I know you're recognizing that from me. You know that I'm talking to a lot of women. She already knows, Jimmy, that you're talking to women. But how are you moving? She knows who you're talking to. Well, not the person you're talking to, but she knows that she's not the only one. You're too suave, too debonair, too smooth. Oh, man, you like a ladies man, man. Shit. I know I'm not the only woman you're talking to. And that's when they'll start to ask you questions. What do you want from me? I'm looking for a relationship. And gentlemen, just because she's looking for a relationship doesn't mean you can't be a part of her life until what? She finds a relationship. I'm not here to stop you from a relationship. I'm here just to give you some of me. While you are searching for Mr. Right, I am here to offer you my sexual services until you find Mr. Right. Yeah, I will not run behind you. I will not ask you questions. But see, guys, this is how game is. And see, y'all are not looking at it the right way. Because most of you guys are always miserable. Most of you guys are always unfulfilled. There's a emptiness to yourselves. When your mind is plentiful of knowledge, drive, and discipline, that will get you where you want to go. And the whole point of learning game is really the exploration of yourself. Going beyond your, guys, I keep telling you, you only use a small percentage of your mind. That's why we always tell you the game ain't about women. The game will never be about women. It's all about the exploration you have of oneself to improve all the results that you have, to be critical of yourself at all times. But at the end of the day, you are always on this journey, a mental journey, to keep balance in your life. Balance of knowledge of self. Balance of knowledge of women. Balance of knowledge of sex and knowledge of dating. Balancing out your life to make sure that when you are doing anything, you are making better decisions. Not the decision to walk up to her, but the better decision of what to say to her, because what I'm saying to you is going to lead you exactly where I want you to go. You just got to trust me enough to follow. And you don't have to trust me right now to follow, but I can intrigue you enough to hang around to begin to get that trust to get you to follow. Do you understand what I'm saying, guys? Does that make any sense? And guys, if I'm going too fast or if it's going over your head, please ask the question. Or call in, I'll call you. But I don't want this to go over your heads because this is what game is all about. It is how you influence yourself and then how you influence the woman. Most of you guys influence women to do what? To run away from you. You influence women to use you for a meal. You influence the women to like you as a friend. You influence the woman to see you as a creepy person. You influence the woman to show her that you have no experience. You influence the woman that shows that you know you're trying to beg, barter, or pander for her. That is all you're proving to her. That's all you're doing. Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying, the influence. See, the man that influences the woman is the man that knows why he influences himself.
Yeah.
I influence me because I am constantly talking to my scribe and let him know every day, day in and day out, different ways that I can grow as a man, different ways that I can elevate my mouthpiece, different ways that I can make her smile, different ways that I can touch her, different ways I can kiss her, different ways to make her miss me, different ways to make her think about me, different ways to make her go beyond where she's at to hit her core. Do y'all see what I'm saying? I'm creating that for myself. And when you are creating that for the self, and you influence you. Give y'all example. Give y'all example. Here's an example. Your keys. Y'all know it's got my Dallas Cowboy. Y'all see it. Let me show y'all. My Dallas Cowboy. Yeah, my Dallas Cowboy. You know I'm a Cowboy fan anyway. Let me show y'all some keys real quick. You have influenced yourself enough to pick these up every day. Every day, you know exactly where they are. But let me tell you how your influence helped you when you can't find them. See, is at that point when you quote unquote do the, what we call, hold on, when you quote unquote do what we call lose your keys, when you quote unquote lose your keys, the influence that you have is going to you and saying, let's stop time and let's backtrack our steps from the last time you remember you had the keys on you. And then through that influence from that stopping point, you're going to start to move forward. Process of elimination, influencing yourself to do these things, and to a point where you're like, oh shit, I remember I had to piss, I took my pants off, oh shit, I left my keys in my, I know where my keys are, they're in my pants pocket, you get it, you got the keys, like, yep, I knew it was here, and you go on with your life. You go on with your life. It's no, the game, gentlemen, is no different than what I'm telling you. But see, how does that work with a woman? It doesn't work with a woman. It works with yourself first. It's saying to yourself when you see her that, God damn it, do I want to take the form of man and come down from the land of ass and titties? Take the form of man and show her what life can be like if she fucks around and takes my number. Guys, think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying, guys. It's not saying she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, she's sexy. It's not saying those things. Because she's not beautiful, she's not gorgeous, and she's not sexy. You want to know why? Because you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, and you're sexy. And you deem her beautiful after she proves worth. You deem her sexy after she proves that she's bringing something to your kingdom. You give her desirable when she knows how to take a knee and kiss the ring and know her place at the table. But you just don't hand it to her like Halloween candy, because she knows how to put on makeup really good, or she's got a nice little piece of weave on, or she knows how to wear something tight. You don't just give away you are. You see her and you say to yourself, I'm about to give her an opportunity to do the one thing that the average guy has not done, and that's I'm going to show her how to find her core. Gentlemen, what if you can show them a way to systematically get over? Thank you to 100. Wait, I want to say thank you real quick. Thank you to 120. Hey, I want to say thank you. I always say thank you to the likes because they're free. I want to say thank you to the 128 out there. I appreciate all 128 of you that gave me the like. Thank you very much. Thank you, Scary Pair, for keeping me up. But what I'm saying to you guys, I want to give her opportunity. I want to give her opportunity. See, when you are not in sync with yourself in your mind, the decisions, the actions, the choices that you make, then you feel a little bit off to the right or off to the left as far as, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. She's so pretty. Why would she like a guy like me? I'm too short. My car is raggedy. I don't have a nice job. She looks like the kind of woman that would date this guy. This is what happens, guys, when you are unfulfilled because you're not filling the cups of knowledge that you must fill for yourself. Every point that you must have is a cup of knowledge that you feel and drink from that knowledge to give you influence and knowledge over the average surface dweller who is not even looking for that. The average surface dweller is not looking like everything I'm telling you about. No one's thinking about that deep. Everything I'm saying to you, they're not thinking this deep. Because in their mind, they think they're actually doing something and they're doing nothing at all but fucking up. But that's how it's supposed to be when you don't have game, it's supposed to be that way. This is what we're saying to you. It's supposed to be that way. When you don't have game. As you create your A, meaning your standard that never changes. The standard never changes. But the depth of the standard changes. Right now, most of you guys don't have the standard, but when you have the standard, it starts at level one, but depth of it is going this way or going that way, whichever way you want it to go. But there's depth to you. You still remain the same, but you're adding more. Okay, for all my guys out there, think about a transformer. Every dude in this motherfucker know about the Transformers. So y'all understand me. It is connecting parts of you, subsystem parts, to keep making the whole larger, bigger, to a point where you believe in yourself so much, you become opportunity. But you never change the standard. You never see, as I told you before, and I say I welcome all those that are watching. And again, let me just say I'm not going to jump next time. I'll do it when y'all do more. But I want to say thank you to the 137. When we get to 150, we'll give everybody shout out because I like to say thank you, especially at 150. But what I'm saying to all those watching, please get your notebooks out, get your crayons out, and please. Please write this down. Hell, I don't care if you're a Autobot or a Decepticon. You got to have reason why you're doing what you're doing at a point in your life that you are a standard, but you will go through transitional things, but the standard will never change. Like I told you, The letter A or the number one or whatever number you want to use will never change. The reason why I say one and A, because those are the main numbers that start everything. So that's why I'm using those. But The letter A or the number one never changes. It never changes. But as a number, the number one can fit into different mathematical equations. One is still one with subtraction. One is still one with that's another level. Addition, it's another level. One stays the same. Division, another level. One stays the same. See, but the division is different. Multiplication, same thing. Fractions, decimals, algebra, geometry, trigonometry, calculus. If you keep thinking, it keeps going deeper, but one will always stay the same in the calculation, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see as far as game. That's the beauty of game. Okay? That's the beauty of game. And you're 2 seconds from me kicking you out, man. You're 2 seconds from me kicking you out. This is not for you. I don't think this is for you. But I know what it's for. It's for the 150 motherfuckers in here. Hold on. Wait, let me give y'all some love. We're about to do it. It's for A. Shout out. Hey, guys, get ready to get locked and loaded for the 150. 150. Get ready to give me y'all area codes, man. Appreciate the 150. Y'all know how we do this. So let me see. Here we go. All right. Let's see here. All right, here we go, guys. We're about to get locked and loaded. Hold on, guys. Y'all know how we do it. We like to have fun at the 150 mark. 150, I'd like to say thank you. Guys, we're just going to take a minute break. We're just going to take a minute break, guys, to hit this 150 to say thank you to everybody out there. 150 mark. Hold on, let me get the music together. Just trying to think what I'm going to say this time. Hold on, trying to think. I'm going to have to repeat another rap. Here we go. All right, here we go, dog. Let's get it. Oh, no, here we go. Here we go. All right, here we go, guys. We're about to kick it. Let's do it. Get y'all area codes ready. Let's do it. I hold you in a daze for days as I paraphrase the game to your mind. I have your body sex craze to my voice like a swimming pool that Susan put your body in the mood. Toxicating lovely ladies at the club. Wide group. Higher hands to the sky. I'm going too fast. Hold on. Wiggle that ass. Rub those moves. Thighs. Hypnotize by the game in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have you paralyzed. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh, shit, girl. Who knows? It can be a one-night stand and we can have it all. And what we're doing, never leave these mirror walls. The incense burnt the world, turned to another day. This is going too slow. Oh, man, physical today. I'm sorry. I'm just going too fast with this. Let me slow it down. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here. Allow me to blow your mind. I'm a nasty-ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me what you're watching. Is it hot or is it cold? Hey, shout me out. Give me your motherfucking area code. Let's get it. Here we go. From the top to the bottom to the bottom to the top. Let's let that shit drop. Let's get it. A. Jones, a 512 in the house. We got 802 in the motherfucking house. We got 323 breaking down this fantasy. We got 253. Get with me. We got 615. Come on, explore. 317. She's knocking at your door. 856. 626, 407, let's get to 11, 302, shout out to Kuwait, New Mexico, Miami, why don't you bake? Hey, we got 765, shout out to Prime in the house, shout out to the 408, shout out to my dog 470, what's up, B-Dog? Over there in Norway, shout out to you, Texas in the house, DMV holding it down, Shout out to the 716 in this motherfucker. Shout out to the 215. Gotham City's in the motherfucking house. 254, shout out to you. 856, shout out to you. G-Dog's holding it down, 785. 758, excuse me. Shout out to Stacey at the 615. C-Dog holding it down in the 802. Shout out to Mr. Jones holding it down in the DMV at the 504. Shout out to KC up in this mug, the 816. G-Dog in the 702. Shout out to the 949, the 323, the 310. C-Dog over there in the 801, excuse me. We got the 301 in the house. We got, I don't know what the hell, X-Man plus 27, got San Antonio. We got, hey, we got this motherfucker. We got Red chilling in Louisiana. We already know where you at, girl. We got 626 up in the house. We got London in the house. California in the house. We got Milwaukee in the house. Shout out to Milwaukee. Johannesburg, shout out to you in the house. DMV, UK, and last but not least, the 281 in the house. I want to shout y'all out, and I want to say thank you very much. That's just, we're going to take it now and get back to the show, guys. If y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. I want to just give y'all a shout out and say thank you for the 150 likes. I appreciate that. We're here. Let's get back and chop up the game. Guys, if y'all have a question, go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. Go ahead and ask a question if you want to ask a question, man. All right, three more Brooklyn, South Carolina, 917. Y'all, okay, y'all late. I got to be quicker than that, man. All right, we get back into the show. I want to say thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate all the likes and everything like that, man. Let's get it. Let's do it the right way. The only way we're going to do it the right way is we're going to do it your way by making the game all about you, gentlemen. As you begin to see that you are the opportunity for a woman and not her option, your mindset and your values are going to change, because during this moment and this period in your life, you're going to start to acquire more knowledge, not just only of yourself, but how you move, your skills. You're going to be able to learn how to shift up, shift down. You'll be able to talk to a woman and put her on a roller coaster of feelings versus just being a boring library. As you grow, you will be able to go beyond what you think you are right now. I can't even tell you how beautiful it is when you go beyond what you think you are. It's eye-opening. It is beautiful when it happens. But as a man, you're going to keep track of not only what you have, not only of who you are, but you're going to keep track of what you're going to be tomorrow and the next day. And the next day. And this is why it's important to work on yourself every day and taking these steps. Okay? Taking the steps that I'm showing you. To look at that man in the mirror every day and be happy to see him every day. I mean, I'm an old motherfucker, but God damn, I love the fuck out of me. I'm happy to see me every day. Because I know every day when I see me, then guess what? She's lucky enough to get to see me again. That's what the fuck I'm talking about to y'all guys. David has a question. Let me ask a question. So the game stays the same. Like, Autobots going, we expand. And since the game doesn't change, that means, wait, since game doesn't change, that means that we are game. Well, let me explain something to you, my brother. The thing that is happening to you right now is that you don't know change yet. Shout out Chappie and Man. The man in the mirror. That's what I'm talking about. The man in the mirror. Hey, how you, what's going on, girl? See, girl, what's going on? See, what I'm saying to y'all guys that are listening to me is that, see, right now, you don't even know how to operate yourself when a beautiful woman is around you, because you have not even created those moments in your mind. You never ask yourself, what is it going to be like when I see her come through that door? What is it going to be like when I kiss her the first time? What is it going to be like when I see her smile the first time in my face, or blush the first time, or laugh at a joke of mine, or look me in my eyes and look serious at me? What is it that I'm going to do? How I'm going to do it? How I'm going to move? These are the thoughts that we want you to do. These are the things that and ways that we want you to move. Because if you can't move this way, you're not really going to grow. And that's what we want y'all to do. We want y'all to grow. We want y'all to move. Let me put something in here. All right, I did put something in my phone. All right, here we go. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, I got a question to go ahead and ask, but this is what I'm saying. I understand the question, D, but the problem is that, yes, you embody, okay, I always tell you guys, I embody, I'm sex. I am not trying to be sex. I am a very sexual motherfucker. And I know how to shift up, shift down. I know how to be smooth. You know, y'all already know all that stuff, right? What I'm saying is that game does embody you, but you cannot be game if you don't know what game is. You cannot be game if you don't have an understanding of who you are and why you are what you are. Why am I talking to this woman? Where am I going to lead her after we start our interactions? Because it's all up to me. Because if you are game and if you are sex, you know where you want to take her. Because the average motherfucker up there on the surface, he can't, how you doing? Where was your last boyfriend? What college did you go to? Are you reading a book? What are you reading right now? Oh, you're sipping on wine? What wine are you drinking? And it just doesn't go anywhere because you're too busy talking at women versus talking to women. And that's what we're here to get y'all to do, is to be more one with yourself so you can talk to the woman. I want to talk to the woman. Because I want to be consistent with who I am. And the mindset that I have of pure, unadulterated. Gentlemen, if you can be the key to allowing her or guiding her. What, guys, I didn't say force her. I didn't say beg her. I didn't say prove to her. And y'all mostly thinking sex. I ain't talking about sex. You don't understand the sex you're having when you get her at her core.
I know.
So many women out there have never been there. What if she goes to a place that is beyond the dresses, beyond the purses, beyond the shoes and the makeup? If you can bring her to a place that only with you. Now, hold on. Here's the catch, you guys. Here's the catch. Only with you. Nobody else. Only with you. Slow that down. Only with you. That the insecure woman or the insecurity she has will go away. And all she's got to do is one thing, guys, and that is invite you in. The invite. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that I want to connect with her, but I don't want to connect with her. I want her to see the benefits in us. See, I remember, guys, I keep telling you, this is where y'all fuck up. This is where all you guys go wrong. This is where all you guys move wrong because you peg women the wrong way because you are too busy judging the woman. I tell you, she has beliefs. She has judgments. She has morals. She has values, and she doesn't trust you. And if she doesn't trust you, gentlemen, that means what's between her legs is on lockdown. But the only way there is a bypass in this, what I keep telling you as far as the bypass, no judgments. See, it's got to be behavior modification. No judgments. She's got to see the emotional benefits. That's going to hit trust. Okay? Then we're getting on emotional elevation at that point. So then, gentlemen, if we look at her beliefs, her values, and morals, guess what's going to supersede those things? Remember, one more time, behaviors and emotions will override and supersede that. Okay? And that's what I'm trying to get. Guys, I'm calling if y'all want to. I got a question I got y'all, but this is what I'm trying to get y'all to see as far as game. And this is a beautiful thing about game. Because when you are learning, again, this is not you are playing a game. This is you showing a woman that this is what you get being with me. Listen, I know how to take care of you. See, wait, guys, you see, listen to what I'm saying. I don't mean take care of her by paying her bills. I don't mean take care of her by buying her a bunch of dinners or taking care of her by, I don't know, again, putting up her Christmas lights like I always say, or you know what I'm talking about. Hold on, guys. Let me get to it. So y'all, because you know I like to show you what y'all motherfuckers are doing as far as trying to quote unquote take care of her, because you're not taking care of her, you're not doing it, and you damn sure ain't doing it the right way, because you're too busy taking somebody out that's not interested in you thinking you're taking care of her, and then when you're sitting over there with her and everything, and she's thinking about the next man, she ain't thinking about you. Because it's at that point, gentlemen, she realizes that you're not the guy she thought you was. You're not that guy. But, hey, you can be that guy to take her on the corner of he's a loser and the friend zone. Oh, she'll love to go out with you for that. Or she'll love, like I said before, she'll love to take you to the corner of you ain't getting no booty. Let's hang out. Let's talk. Let's just talk. Shit. Come on, man. We don't do that. We don't do that. The way we take care of her is by how we make her feel, gentlemen. That's the take care of. When we're not around, we take care of her by how she feels, because she realizes and remember. She's like, wait a second, why is this guy on my man? What the fuck did you do to me? What did you do to me? Why am I always thinking about you? And gentlemen, I'm not saying thinking dirty, nasty thoughts. It might be, but I'm not going to lie to you. It might not be. It's the thought of you. And the power of that thought of you is that thought when you are not around. When you're not around. Is he thinking about me? And if he's thinking about me, what is he thinking about me? And if he's thinking about me, why isn't he calling me? And if he's not calling me, is he talking to somebody else? And if he's talking to somebody else, then, well, who is she? And what does she think she got over me? You see how that domino thing kind of rolls a little bit? And you just might be at home watching TV. You see what I'm saying? But by no means are we talking about manipulating. At no means we're talking about deceiving a woman or anything like that. By no means we're not talking about any of that. Because men don't do those things. We do not operate that way. And that's what women love the most, because they can't understand why are we operating the way we're operating. Hold on, let me turn this down real quick. You know, we always like to, you know, welcome anybody. Let me go ahead and, wait a second, where the fuck is it at? Hold on a second. There we go. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to do this. No, he's a long time waiting for him. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, this is what game is about, and this is why. When you're learning and you're growing and you're seeing the world the way I'm trying to get you to see the world, the game will change tremendously for all you guys out there. It will change for all of you, because it's at that point and it's at that moment that you are no longer concerning yourself about what I am to somebody. You're looking at what you are to yourself. But remember, the average woman, what she is to herself is what she is to herself, and that's fine. But what she is to herself is somebody that thinks this is all I'm going to be. This is all I see myself as. And I've never had anybody not push me to the point of the edge, but push me over the edge to make me realize, holy shit, there was never an edge. There was never an edge. And if I keep moving in the same direction, every edge keeps going. But who is at the tail end of that edge to have her see that she can go beyond the thought that she has? See, most guys, let me break down real quick as thirsty, needy, and tricking and stuff like that. A lot of men will not even tell a woman she looks sexy after she earns sexy, of course. A lot of people will not recognize things in the woman, thinking that if I tell her she has a sexy smile, or I like her smile, right, that I can't do that because it looks like I'm desperate. And if I tell her I'm desperate, that means that she may think that she's got the upper hand on me. And if she's got the upper hand on me, well, by all means, I don't want her to have it. See how y'all fuck all that up? Whereas a man will just say what's on his mind. You know what? I like that smile that you have right there. And you know what? I was over here thinking about you just in this moment. That's why I'm sending you a message. Because you crossed my mind, and it wasn't anything sexual. It was when we were talking about whatever it is, right? When we were talking about whatever it is. And I remember that smile that you had when we were talking about. We were talking about whatever we were talking about, whatever we were discussing. I remember that smile on your face. It was that moment right there, that smile that brought me to this point right now with me reaching out to you. You don't have to reply back. You don't have to message me back. I just want to let you know you are on my mind. You think the average motherfucking guy has that in him? Fuck no. What I just said doesn't make me desperate, needy, or creepy. What I just did and what I just said, what it did was it put me in a different bracket, in a different position. Because it's at that moment that I'm not trying to be what she might want me to be or somebody else wants me to be. I'm just doing what it is I do for myself, how I move for myself, how I think for myself. And when you begin to do those things for yourself, you then change the game up for yourself in ways that you've never seen before. And a lot of people don't understand that. They think that it's an issue or it's a problem, but it's never an issue and a problem when you can lead her and you can show her that she can be more than what she actually is to herself. Remember, it's only a level. She thinks she is where she's at, but allow me to show you things in yourself. That's where that's the sex of it. It's not the penetration. The sex of it is the connection that we are having on a mental level that goes way beyond a hug, a kiss, or just sticking your dick inside of it. It goes beyond that. Because it's at that point that even though it's new territory, it's unfamiliar territory, but she's willing to keep going deeper in that territory, knowing that you are her guiding light to get to wherever she wants to go, to see more things in herself, to feel more things in herself, to be able to express more things in herself than she's ever done with the average guy. And this is where the sex is. This is why I keep telling y'all, man, y'all got to stop trying to fuck, because y'all gonna get fucked over. Because all I'm doing is taking every opportunity to show her what I am. To show her the depth and the meaning of what it is like. Guys, have you ever even thought about you can show a woman what it's like being with you. Let me show you what it's going to be like. Let me give you that sample, like that mall sample, and let you see what it's going to be like. Because I'm not trying to be what you want me to be. And I'm not trying to be what I think I want you to think or want me to be. Excuse me. I'm not even trying to do any of that. You know what I'm trying to be? I'm trying to be a better motherfucking me. That's all I'm trying to do. Just trying to be a better me. And through being a better me, that helps me be a better sexual me, a better smooth me, a better romantic me, a better sensual me, a better motherfucking dirty me, a better all me. And the better I can be at being me, the easier it is for me to show you and guide you. Because it is at this point you begin to let go because you begin to trust me. I don't force the trust. You begin to feel the trust. And when you feel the trust, you're letting go. And as you let go, you begin to see there are, follow me, guys. You got surface dweller conversations that women give you on the surface level conversations, right? But guys, y'all don't know the beauty of a woman that opens up to you and begins to share things that she's always wanted to talk about, but she was too afraid to share because maybe somebody will laugh at her or ridicule her or anything like that. Guys, you know how it feels for a woman to open up to you and realize that not only are you paying attention to what she's saying, but you are also elevating that. And you're not trying to change it. You're not trying to change or fix. But gentlemen, y'all understand listening is so powerful skill that you must have. Listening to what she's saying. Listening to what she's saying. Because it's the little things in what she's saying that you can keep mental notes and utilize those things. It is nothing like knowing something about a woman and saying to yourself, you know what? All right. Okay. All right. Think about this. The woman that likes, remember last night, the woman that said she liked the macaroons and shit, right? She loves those macaroons, right? A smooth motherfucker is going to take that information, put that in storage. Now, if I am around, and Bro Life, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the super, Bro Life. Thank you for the super chat, brother. I want to say thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I didn't want to ignore you. I appreciate the super chat. Thank you very much, sir. But what I'm saying to you guys is 5 years ago, had a client that he was in love with this woman at the shoe store. He thought she was a 9. He thought she was the best thing. He's like, Steve, if you help me get this woman, I promise, Steve, if you show me how to get this woman, I the one for me. She's the one for me. I'll never. Okay. And he became a student of the game. But then there was a break in him where he started to realize that I've been doing all this wrong. I've been so busy loving on that woman, I never even realized how to love on me. I've been so busy loving on that woman over there, Steve, that 9. Ooh, man, Steve, that 9, I love her ass, I love her. Ooh, wee, Steve, show me how to get that man. Lee, Steve, I promise I'll be good. I love that. He said, I never loved on me. And starting to love on me is giving me a different perspective of loving on her. Because the only way I can love her the best way is love on me. And guess what fucking happened? Shift. The same woman that was beating around the bush because he was loving on her. He the same motherfucker that said, you know what? I'm going to start loving on me first. And when he started loving on himself, she saw a different side of him that she got more drawn into. Now, he did use kissing 101, making out, master the bedroom. He used the moves to lock her in, and he got her. But that's not the funny thing about it. he knew that there was a special kind of cookie that she liked. I'll give you an example. Like in the fall, guys, there's usually like the pumpkin spice. Think about like a pumpkin spice cookie. There's like a special delicacy type cookie for the season. So I don't know. I'm just giving an example. I forgot the kind of cookies. This is like 5 years ago. So he, being a smooth motherfucker, as talking to her, listening to her, how she used to talk about when she was small, how she loved to eat, again, an example, like the pumpkin spice cookies. You know, she always loved the pumpkin spice. She loved how her mother made it. She loved the smell of the spice, blah, 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 blah. So this smooth motherfucker, let's say in August or September, he took notes. And then in November, when the spice cookie came out, or October, whatever, he went to go get the spice cookie. Shout out real quick. I want to give a shout out to the 177. Shout out to the 177, all my 177 stand the fuck up. Appreciate you. Appreciate the likes. I love y'all motherfuckers. Thank you. Let me show y'all what happened. He's going to get her the spice. Hey, thing is going, making her cry. He's going to make her, he's going to break her with this one. He breaks her with this one because there's never been anybody that really paid attention enough and did such a thing. It blew away, but that's not even the thing. Now, remember, this was the guy that we came to me. She was it. She was the end all. She was the be all. I promise I won't let me do it. But once he started loving himself, changed everything, got the girl. So here he is going to the cookie place. He'll go get some spice cookies for old girl. And as he's going to get the spice cookies, lo and behold, on the other side of the counter, was this badass mutt. Now, when we say mutt, ladies, we don't want to, it's not no disrespect. A mutt is like a woman that is a mix of a bunch of things, okay? It's a bunch of things, okay? And see, we're so cold about it, okay? Look, brother, you got 5 minutes. Just call into the show. Call into the show and I'll call you. That's all you got to do. I follow the playbook. If you actually want to call into the show, just call in and I will call you. Okay, then you got 5 minutes, all right? So you choose what you want to do. But I will continue until you don't, or do or don't. It don't matter. He's on the other side and he sees this chick. Spanish, black, Puerto Rican, Irish, Scottish. I mean, she was just a mix of just beautiful. Just beautiful. Nations Music, I got you. I'll answer your question 1 second, Nations. I got you. I got you 1 second, brother. I'll answer your question. Just beautiful. And here he is getting spice cookies for the other chick. And as he's sitting there getting the spice cookies and the woman's talking about the spice cookies, like, you know what? You know, one of my girls, you know, she loves spice cookies. I remember this one thing she told me months ago, how when she was small, how she loved spice cookies. So I figured that, you know, I was in the neighborhood. Hold on a second. 817, I'm about to call you. I was in the neighborhood, and you know what? I just decided to come on in and buy her some spice cookies because I know something small like that would put a smile on her face. And guess what that motherfucking woman on the other side said? Oh, my God, that is so fucking romantic. I've never met, since I've been at this cookie thing, I've never met a man. Now, what you got to say in game, when you own it, you own it, and you don't even realize what you're doing. Because as soon as she said that, he just looked at her, and because he learned game, he looked at her and said, you know what? You wouldn't think I wouldn't do the same for you if I gave you the opportunity to be with me? She's like, what? What you talking about? I'm saying that. I say the kind of man I am. Hey, I don't like to tell you what I am. I like for you to see what I am. But you don't think I would be the kind of man to do something like this for you if you had the chance to be with someone like me? She said, you trying to be smooth. You know, all that bullshit, right? You know what he said? Give me a half dozen of the spice things. Here's my number. Call me. Hold on. We're gonna continue that in 1 second. Hold on. Let me call old boy here. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me see, 924. All right, here we go. I'm calling right now, big dog. Hey, I got your question, Heathen. We're going to finish the conversation in 1 second. Let me call this guy. Yeah, what's your question, brother? What's up? Yeah, but why are you asking for a photo? I know, but you're not intimate with someone you just met, number one, and it's kind of weird and creepy. Listen, okay, that's me like calling a girl, okay? Hey, baby, can I get a photo of you so I can put it in my contact? But guys don't talk that way. That's weird. I mean, that's weird. You don't – listen. I can see if you're following the game that I teach, you set the date up, you get the photo and all that other stuff, and then we get the photo, you say, you know what, I'm going to use that photo in my so when I want to call you, I get to see your smile as I'm dialing your numbers. That's one thing. But what you're doing is you're like, can I get your number or your photo so I can just stare at it? I mean, it gets weird at that point. But let me ask you this question. How did you approach her? Let me hear your approach. I know you ain't put your bid in, so tell me your approach. What'd you like about a profile? Wait. Talk a little bit about what? What? Wait. You talked about her job? Wait. Why don't you just what? That's a one question. What time are you getting off work? So what are you talking about? Yeah, but I know you said you were talking about something else. You said y'all were talking. What else were you talking about? All right. So you didn't talk about nothing else. So then what happened? Where was you taking on a date? Okay, so then you messaged her and said, send me a photo so I can add it to my contacts, right? What was the move? I mean, I don't know why you did. What was the move? Wait. How long have you been listening to me for? Okay, and I welcome you. Have you ever heard me in 3 weeks, more or less over 30 years, use the word rapport or building rapport? So then why would you try to do something that I don't teach you how to do? Why would you do that? No, building rapport. What the fuck is that? What is built? No. You didn't. Wait. If you're listening to me, I always tell you guys, I'm gonna hold you on the first thing you say because that's your truth. You can't back away from it now, because if you back away from now, it shows me that you really don't even know what you're saying to the woman, because you can't have clear, concise conversations. So what is building rapport? To what? Wait, what? Okay, did you see if she read what you said, or she just didn't read what you had to say? Okay, so you don't know if she read it or not, right? Here's the $1 million question. How long has it been? Wait. You're asking me about a couple of hours? Really? Come on. If they just sent it to you, then you wouldn't have to ask for it, then, right? So you shouldn't have asked. Why did you ask then? You ain't following the game because you're looking at report. Wait, listen. Okay, here's great. If you get women sending you photos, so why don't you just keep doing what you're doing to get photos already? Why ask for a photo? Which is odd to me because this is only 2 hours. Two hours. I don't understand. Wait. All right. Talk to me in surface dweller. So 2 hours is mean what? 7 hours? What does it mean? You said 2 hours. So has it been 2 hours? Wait. No. Whoa. You just told me. This is why y'all lose, man. This is why y'all can y'all can. Well, how old are you, dog? You 18 years old. How old are you? Why couldn't you say 7 hours, 6 hours? Why did you say 2 hours? Oh. I don't care if English is your first language. Is A always A? Is A the same in your language? Is A the first word in the, excuse me, first letter in the alphabet of your language? Yes or no? Is one the first number in your language? Yes or no? So then you can't make the excuse then. If A is always A, no matter if it's your language, my language, or the island of Zamunda's language, what does that got to do with anything? That's an excuse. Because if you had game goes beyond language, beyond religion, beyond race, and all that shit. So what are you telling me excuse what? Because you speak another language that I'm not supposed to hold you accountable with game? I'm supposed to give you a pass? Wait. You said a couple of hours went by. You just told me 7 hours went by. Is it a couple as in two or is it seven? Then what is so wrong with saying what it is instead of having me try to guess? Well, you're not that student, number one, but number two, that's not even the problem. Why do you give a fuck? Why do you care? All right, stop. Now don't lie to me. Please don't lie to me because I hate you fucking liars. Please do not fucking lie to me. You would not be asking me this fucking question if you didn't give a fuck. So can we please stop lying to me right now? Please? Can you please stop lying to me? Please? I'm critiquing you by letting you know that that's some weird, creepy, desperate shit. You give a fuck. You care. That's why it's creepy. You know, have I ever told you to say, hey, let me get your picture so I can put it in my fucking phone? Have you ever heard me say anything like that? Ever? Have you ever heard me say that? Okay. And if you're listening to me and you don't ever hear me say that, what would common sense tell you not to do? Exactly. but you did it anyway. Because you were either trying to build rapport or whatever that shit you were trying to say. You're trying to impress her. But this is why you were creeping her the fuck out, man. Men don't ask women for their picture to put in their phone. How long have you known that woman for? Okay. I want you to, I'm going to try to paint a picture. All right. She's talking to you. She doesn't know you. She's got a warning buffer to try to protect her. Okay. From the weird and creepy. She doesn't trust you. She's got a belief system of and morals and values and all this stuff. I just paint that picture. What do you think she going to think of me if she had all that shit and I'm saying to her, send me a photo so I can put it in my fucking phone, even though I don't know shit about you. I don't even know anything about you. But send me a, it's one thing to say send me a photo, but dude, send me a photo so I can put it in my phone? Why, what the fuck? I don't, why would you have my, why would you even have my photo in your phone? We don't even know if this is going to work out. Why, what do you think she's going to do to me? Motherfucker, that's what you asked her for, man. You said that you told her you wanted for your phone, yes or no. Yes, in your phone, right? So again, you don't even know it's going to work out. Why would you, you just matter. You just matter. And you want to take her picture and put it in your phone as a contact and you don't even know her. What does that say to her? Creepy. That's weird, man. But you don't see that though, right? Put it that way, that's what it is. Think for a second. All you got to do is think. She doesn't know me. We just met. Morals, values, belief systems, and all that other shit she's got, and no trust in me. So I'm going to ask her for her number so I can put it in my fucking phone so I can stare at her fucking picture and I don't know shit about her. Well, and what's even worse is that you festering on this shit, dog. You festering on this shit, dog. Even in your language, you festering on this shit. Why? Hello? Hang up on me, dog. Never mind. Just hang up. I'm gonna do you a favor. Fuck off, phone. Y'all can't say, hey, y'all cannot say I didn't try. Y'all cannot say I did not try. Y'all cannot say, Steve, you didn't give him a chance. Y'all cannot say that. Y'all can never say that I gave him a chance. He had the nerve to ask me what I mean by festering. This motherfucker's calling me. First it's 2 hours, then it's 7 hours. And this motherfucker worried about a fucking woman replying to him? The fuck? Anyway, so he's at the cookie place. He gives us half dozen cookies. He slides the girl a number. Remember, he already told the girl that he's getting the cookies for his girl, right? And she took the number because of what he was doing. Okay? What he was doing. Now, he's with old girl, the one that he always wanted, but the other one got back in touch with him that day, wanted to talk to him. And you know what she told him? I'm not really that kind of girl. I normally don't talk to guys. I have somebody because I know what you came in for. Now, it was old him, would say, baby, give me a chance. Baby, you know, we can work this out. And you know what that motherfucker said? He said, look, let me tell you something. If you have a problem with it, then it was nice talking to you, and I'll take care of yourself. And when you decide to come back, if you decide on coming back, I'll welcome you with open arms. Other than that, take care of yourself. Let her go. Now, let's take these two things. Now, we're going to add it up. Number one was the thing that he did in the cookie store. Shout out to the 199. Well, thank you, 191. I thank you. I appreciate y'all guys. Thank you so much. Think about what he did to, oh, the lines are down now. So y'all just ask, the lines are down, guys. So y'all just ask questions. All right, the lines are down. So what I'm saying is that you take what he did in the cookie store, okay? And then you take the fact that, now this is a beautiful ass woman. I mean, she's a mix of a bunch of things. She's not used to a motherfucker saying no to her. So you take that into account. So she didn't get back with him that day. I guess it took a few days. I mean, this is about 5 years ago, so I'm trying to remember all the shit that happened. Now he has the one that he always wanted. But then the one at the cookie store, remember, all he was doing was getting cookies for this one and ran into that one and, like, just spit game. It just came out of him. She calls back. And she calls back like, she calls back like, I'm going to give you an example. You know how it is when a guy that was in the friend zone tells a woman he likes her, and then she kind of act like it never happened. She like ignores it and like talks to him the next day like nothing ever happened type conversation. Well, she came back with that, and he was like, what's up? And she was like, nothing, you know, I just wanted to see what you was doing. You know, I was just thinking about you, you know, we made some more of those cookies and everything. And he's like, hey, Pete Gang, listen, I'm free, whatever day it was. I don't know what day it was. He's like, a few days. He said, I'm free at this time. If you want to get together, holler back at me, and we can just go from there. He said, the reason why I gave you my number in the first place, you already know. You know I had somebody, but I just couldn't resist giving you the opportunity the way you were smiling at what I was saying. Because it looked like to me that you're the kind of woman that's never experienced a man like me, so that's why I gave you my number. I want to give you an opportunity to see what it's like, to see what it's like. Because right now, because he was kind of chuckling, because when he got the cookies and explained the why, that did something to the woman, because she's never met a man that has that, like an elephant memory, and is able to remember something and go do it. That's what the drawing was. So they went out and she knew what he was. They went out and everything. And guess what? They started kissing and it just rolled into one thing and then after another. And again, she knew he had somebody, but she was fine with it. But again, remember I told y'all Camp Crystal Lake, the Jason thing? Hey, look, he said, look, you know my situation. Now, remember, this is a client of mine that used to be scared. He had no confidence. This guy used to be scared. And this motherfucker told her like this. I love this guy. He's like, yo, Pete Gang. He said, listen, you know I have somebody and all this other stuff. And you know what? I know you're enjoying yourself with me. But I know what you're thinking about right now. So let me go ahead and let you know. And what you're thinking right now, I'll let you know. It's okay. Listen, you don't have to worry. I am not here to stop you from a relationship. And I got a feeling, and you're trying to figure out where you fit in with my situation. And where I fit in is where I fit in at. When you want to get at me, you can get at me. And when you want me to do things to you, you let me know. But in between that, do whatever you want. I'm not here to mess with what you got and all this other stuff. And guess what? He then got his first taste of his roster. Oh, Jesus Christ. He had his number one, went right his final, he had his first number two by getting the number one some cookies. Some fucking cookies. Because he didn't know who was across on the other side of that thing. He just knew when the time was right, it's time to make that move. That's all he did. He got a roster off of some fucking spice cookies, whatever the fucking pumpkin spice, whatever that spicy thing in the fall that comes out a lot. He used that and bagged another one. And he realized that, whoa, it can't be that easy. And I can give you stories of when he went to college and all that. I mean, he's killing it because it started out with the shift of I'll do anything to get her to I'll do anything to find me. And when he shifted and made it about himself, he made it about himself. But through himself, he listened. Okay? And he listened. And as he's doing this, and God, this is the beauty of the game. And I'm not here to get y'all to have a bunch of women on your roster. You do what you want. I'm just telling you what happened to him. It was a beautiful thing because he never had a roster because he never thought he was good enough because he didn't even think he was good enough to get that woman who he thought was perfect in his eyes. He was like, oh, God, this is perfect. Just I'll do anything. Just let me have her. Just let me have her. And he got her. But he's still a man. And opportunity presented itself, and he just went autopilot. He didn't even realize what he was doing, but because he studied himself so much, he was able to go ahead and put a little bit of flavor in her ear, go ahead and do the thing. But what won him over was the gesture of what he unintentionally gave the woman on the other side of the counter the sample that they give at the mall. What he did by, now look how cold it is. He remembered what she said about the cookies. He's walking by the cookie thing and it's that time they had them. So he was going to do a smooth thing for his girl. That was all he was thinking about doing. But in that smoothness, the other woman recognized that she's never met a man that was so thoughtful that took a conversation that was months ago and still remember. And look, remember, guys, remember I always chase the little things. It's the little things. So him going and talking to her was the little things. In her eyes, that was the most romantic. Fuck, oh my God. She never met a man that listened on a deep level to hear something and say to himself, you know what? I'm going to do some smooth ass shit. Or I'm going to lock that shit in. When they got them fucking popping, they got them that pumpkin spice cookie, whatever that chicken, I'm going to get her a few. Because I want to show her that I'm paying attention to her, but I also want to show her that, you know what? I'm going to show her why she should be with me. That was why she should be with him. Because not only did when she got it, she went into tears. He locked that in. She went into tears. But the one around the corner, what's up, Mike? Well, another great student of mine. Hold on, Mike. You got anything for me to show him, Mike? Hold on. Another great student of mine just popped into the room. Another cold student of mine. You know, my students be popping in this motherfucker. But what I'm saying is the other woman thought that what he did was one of the most romantic, because she's saying to herself, well, this is what happened when he got to smashing, because after you get to smashing, they really give details. She asked herself, what would it be like to meet a guy that is really listening to you, that does something months later that'll bring tears to her eyes. You know what I mean? What would it be like? Oh, you got a voicemail? Thank you, Mike. I'm about to play the voicemail. I got you, Big Mike. Got you, baby. Listen to what I'm saying real quick before we play Mike's voice message. What would it be like? Listen to me. She's thinking to herself, I've never met a man that listened to a conversation, that took a small conversation, something that I really loved when I was small, to go do it months later, and it broke her into tears, but the other one was thinking, who does that? What kind of a mother? That's why she took the number. Remember, guys, I told you, they will have the morals, the values, and all that stuff. Yes. But the curiosity swung the pendulum for her to bypass everything that she does for the average guy because he ain't doing average shit. I mean, think about it. How many women you talk to that you're attentive enough, because most of y'all aren't attentive, that you pay attention to what she's saying, and then when something that she's always wanting, the opportunity comes up that you do it, and it rarely happens. And when you do it to somebody that it hasn't done to them, oh, it's something amazing. But somebody who's on the outside window looking in and wonders what it would be like to be with a man like that, that can be that attentive, fuck my morals, fuck my values, fuck my beliefs and all that other shit. I got to see what the fuck the deal is. I'm taking that number. Knowing he had a woman. Let me get to Mike real quick while we chopping up game. Guys, this is a moment for one of my students. I love to give y'all student receipts. Let me get you Mike. Let me see him, dog. Wait, is it through Facebook or Messenger? Wait, I think you sent it probably. Wait, I didn't get, where'd you send it, big dog? Was it through Messenger or? Hey, M-Dog, did you send it through Messenger? I didn't get it yet, M. Let me see. Oh, I just got it. Okay, wait. Did you just send this? Did you just send it right now? Wait, would you just send it to me, right? Through on Facebook Messenger, M? Oh, you text me? Okay, let me go to the text. I don't think I got it yet, but if you can send it through, it might come faster. Did not. I'm scrolling. Where are you at? Yeah, send that motherfucker through. Send it through Facebook. Yeah. Send it through Facebook. Yeah, send that shit through Facebook, brother. Now play it that way. It's easier that way. But gentlemen, everybody that's listening to me, this is what I'm saying to you guys. This is how game works. It's not about the fact that he got the woman. It's the how behind it. It's how somebody observant of what you're doing was so amazed by what he was doing that she didn't give a fuck who he was with. She just wanted to know what it would be like to experience that kind of a depth or that type of relationship with a person like that. That's how it works, man. Hold on, I just got it. Hold on a second. My phone buzzed. Let me see what I got for my dog, M-Dog. Wait, I'm going to send you a yo. I got that. Let me see. Let me check my thing. I sent you a yo. Let me check mine. Oh, I got the audio right here. Hold on. Here we go. All right, here we go. I got the audio. Here we go. Playing it. Oh. I'm sorry. If I froze, I got to play it again. I'm sorry. I froze. That was my fault, guys. Hold on. Let me play it again. Here we go. I'm sorry about the screen, my bad, but this is how the game goes, gentlemen. This is how, Tyler, I'm sure you're going to try to challenge and shit, but this is how the game goes, man. And when you're not trying to impress the woman, what impresses them is the fact that you're not trying to impress them. you're just doing what you're doing, but you can tell a woman that's into you because they want you involved in everything that they're doing. Okay? Hey, Mike, is it the way? Send me a picture. I can't show the whole picture because you know how these guys are. Send me a photo. Send me a photo real quick, Mike, through a thing, and I'll show them a photo. I'll crop it out or something because I don't want them to see. Like, if you can show me more body than face or something, or show me a body, you know, I can show that because the guy, you know how these guys are, man. A lot of these guys are trying to, you know, find a way to talk to her or something. So just send me something. If it's maybe it's a bottom half or a curve or something, I can show that easier and faster than a face. So let me know, Mike. Send it through Facebook. Send that shit through Facebook. And once you got it through Facebook, I'll show the dogs, okay? Just let me know when you do it. I got it. Okay. All right. All right, I'm talking to my dog. All right, yeah. Send me a body pic or something. No nudity, please. I mean, the ass wants to be between us, but no nudity, man. But gentlemen, this is what I'm saying about game. It's all my dogs. This is game. Oh, shit. Damn, Mike. Damn, hold up. Okay, there you go. I can show some lip. There you go. I can show them this. All right, hold on. Wait, I've been trying to show another one. Hold on, that's that one. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can show them this. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, these are the kind of women that when they really are into a man, when you're connecting with a woman the way we're showing you, she wants you to be involved, not necessarily involved in her life, but she wants you to know that she's thinking about you no matter what the situation is. And that's how game works. She's busy doing something. He didn't ask for that information, but he got the phone call. You want to know why? Because she wants him to know that she, oh, so she's black and Mexican. Oh, my gee, let's see. Is there any more photos, Mike? Guys, black and Mexican right here. Black and Mexican right there, man. So that's what I'm saying. So, oh, yeah, he's all between her ears. Yes, because Mike got game. See, Mike was good when he met me. Mike didn't come in weak, but when Mike learned the shit we got, man, Mike is a beast. Mike is beasting. Tyler's beasting. My top students are beasting because they learning game. This is the lifestyle. Oh, I'm just checking to see if I got anything new from you. All right, I'm waiting for something new. Drop something new in the pipeline, Mike. Mike, yo, I saw this Mike. Wait, hold on, Mike. Let me show you something, Mike. I'm going to show you one. Hey, Mike. Mike. Hold on. Let me see. Let me get it. Hold on. Damn, oh, wait. I'm trying to find a way to cover her up. Damn, hold on. Oh, Mike. Let me see some. Yeah, I cover. Hey, here's another. Mike got this one right here. Here's another joint, Mike got. I can't show. My dog is doing things. I saw that one, Mike. Hold on, you got me. This is the same one. It's another one, the black and the Mexican one. Black and Mexican right there. That's another photo of her. All Damn, look at this one. Jesus, look at this. Nice. I'll give you some. Oh, wait. Ooh, almost. Let me see if I can. Give you some lips. A little bit of the bump and the mirror. Yes, sir. But that's what I'm saying, man. It's beautiful when you're a man, dog. When you win, like, this is winning. Call me if you have a moment. I'm going to get a donut, she says. LOL, donut. You're making the trip to the store to get a donut? I work next to the donut. Hey. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait. There's more to it. Hold on. She says, I got to figure out a time slot that we're free. I'm actually off this weekend. Have had some time if you want. She says, I'm off at 6:30 on Sunday. Maybe we can have a late donut date. Perfect. I know the place. In the meantime, I have a question for you, and I'm going to stimulate your mind for a minute. You see that shit, guys? Guys, this is game. You have a way with words. That's where the sex is at. The sex is right there. This is how it works when you have game. This is beautiful. When you learn game, and not playing games, but when you actually learn game, gentlemen. But as I was saying, I'm seeing if Mike is going to say anything else. I'm just kind of scrolling through shit. If Mike sends me something, I'll... Yeah, I got those. Yeah, Mike, I got those. I just showed all those ones that you showed me, man. I wish I could show her face. She's a very attractive. Shit. Let me see if I can. See, I gotta color her face out. Hold on a second. Give me a second, Mike. I gotta color her face out. Let me see. Grab a marker. Go make it black. And that's not even enough. Hold on a second. Let me change the color. Let's go red. Maybe that'll work. I can't even color her face out, but I can't even. I can't. I tried to color her face out. I can't even do that shit. So, yeah, donut date. No dinner needed. Absolutely. Absolutely. I keep trying to tell you, when you're a man, you don't have to. Damn, Mike, you didn't even send me these. Damn, this is a nice one. I like that. It's black and white. It's a nice black and white. Oh, right there. Just happily showing you photos. Jesus, lips. Nice lips. So, yeah, she's a very beautiful woman. But Mike knows he's a badass man, and women like that love, they love women like this. Just they love taking photos for men. Because all I see is a bunch of photos she's sending him. Let's see here. Should be the exact order. Hold on. Let me see some here. So we're talking about Shemia. Got so many of these shit. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, she nice, Mike. She nice. I mean, I'm proud of you, Mike. Mike doing shit. That's how the game should be for y'all guys, man. This woman's crying for help for Mike. Mike, this is a nice one. I mean, Mike, that was a nice one. That was a good one, yeah. I can't show her whole face. I like that one. Hugs and kisses. And this is what y'all should be getting all the time, man. All right, it was a night. There's another chick. You got a nice bathing suit shot of her right there. Can't show her face, but that's nice. Oh, wait. I don't want to freeze. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Is she rapping? And y'all think they don't talk this way. It's the life. As I can tell, it's the life. It's a beautiful life when you have game. This is beautiful when you have beautiful women that you, for us, they're just regular. But for a lot of y'all guys, oh, shit, who is this, Mike? Mike, yo, who is this one? Damn, it's all I can show because the way the photo's taken, it's another chick. It's a different chick. I can't even show. There's not much I can show. I can show that. That is a different chick. Totally different chick right here. Yeah, she said bubbles, guys. She said bubbles. she says bubbles, right. Yeah, it's just when you put the work in. Y'all guys have no idea how easy this game is when y'all put that work into this motherfucker. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Let's see here. Guys, I got questions. Go ahead and ask. You got about 14 to go, and I appreciate everybody in here, man. We talked about a lot. We will continue. We're going to talk about maybe, because I got Taekwondo tomorrow. So Friday, if I do an early show, we do that. If not Saturday, we're going to continue about types of ways to impact your life, to grow as a man. So we'll cut it off on that right here. But I want to ask and answer any questions, all right? That's Mike's a student. He understands. They don't understand, Mike. They don't want to listen, Mike. I try to get them where they got to go, but they don't want to listen, Mike. I'm just scrolling. Can I show this? Let me see. Game. Game. Come on, guys. It's game, man. I keep telling y'all, man. Everything you want, you get when you stop wanting what it is you want, man. But see, you don't even know how to stop wanting for what you want to understand that that's why you're not getting what you want, because all you want is to fuck. The thing about why he's getting all this is he ain't trying to fuck because he's already fucking him right here. Dang. Wish I could show all of her, but I can't show your eyes. But that's... For you anytime. See that right, guys? For you anytime. For you anytime. Man, they... It's the life, man. It's the life. It's the life. You can choose what you want to do with it or not. It's a beautiful thing about the game. That's why we don't trip on that shit. But Lord, Mike, oof. Mike, I don't even know how I can see. Hey. trying to keep their face. Just tons of them, guys. Game. Tonight is game, guys. It's game. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful when you like. This is how y'all life should be, man. Just gotta do the work, guys. Any questions, go ahead and post. We got you covered. We'll continue and try to carry over what we talked about the first 2 hours over, 2.5. We'll carry that over. I think probably Saturday. Probably do something on Saturday. And y'all ready? We'll definitely kick it in. Let's see here. Shit. Wow. Only got one. Let's see here. All right. So we'll kick it. I'm even in this one. I want to show a photo of it. Damn, and we marked her as the marks. Shit. That's it. There we go. All right. Guys, got any question, man? Let us know, man. Dog, for Mike, they don't even understand, dog. They ain't ready. They ain't ready. Hey, a few of them are, but I'm telling them, they ain't ready. Dog, it's just not fair when you. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, the man mindset at gmail.com. Hey, when y'all ready to learn, ready, it starts with the coaching. manmindset@gmail.com. We'll set you up with a pathway and stuff. Y'all ready to do your bid? Get 30 minutes because it's going to take 30 minutes to work on your bid. Whenever y'all ready to, if y'all ready to stop fucking all that post bullshit, we work on your bid. That's what we do. But it's your call, man. Nobody, hey, y'all do what y'all want to do, but y'all see the results from my students, man. Y'all already see Tyler, Uniques, Mike's. Is there for the taking, dog? Is there for the taking? So last go around the questions, gentlemen. Last go around the questions, man. I appreciate all you guys. Last go around the questions. Guys, let me know. Also, guys, as we're doing this, guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember. Think about the graveyard. Everybody in there, gentlemen, like we always said, had to, one thing in common. They thought they had tomorrow coming. Live every day like it is your last. We ask that all you guys. Think about the graveyard. Work hard every day. Don't slack off and put shit off for tomorrow. Work hard, grind hard, be motherfucking hard. Let's get it. This game here, man. Man. Y'all can kill it in so many ways, man. But you just gotta have that belief and be selfish and get it. The way men get it. That's real, man. That's real. There you go. All right, guys. Hey, man. Appreciate y'all. You know, hey, y'all know how to get at me. Y'all ready? Manmindset@gmail.com. Manmindset@gmail.com. TheManMindset@gmail.com. When you're ready, ready for coaching, get coaching, give me a number. We'll call. We'll coach. We'll chop it up. That's what we do. I'm still working on some things. I'm finally piecing some stuff together, getting some stuff together. Appreciate all you guys out there, man. Y'all are doing good. Don't be hard on yourselves. Just try to do a little bit better. That's all I'm asking you to do as men. All right? That's all I'm asking you to do as men. But I do appreciate all you guys, and I just want to show y'all my appreciation. That's what game's all about, man. All right, man. Taekwondo tomorrow, and y'all need me, get at me. We out.